This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of, and I mean that sincerely, being part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution, really. You know, and again, I hope you missed me last night. You probably didn't even know I wasn't even here, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Gerard Lamiro is going to join us after the first break here. And there's so much going on, so much happening that I want you to know about. This really does all the changes that have taken place in the last week. You know, the Democrat, I don't know, what do you want to call them, contenders, losers, whatever terminology you decide to use. Does it really change anything? Does Trump actually lose anything, gain anything, or whatever? You know, seriously, when it comes to what's going on, I got to think, they have to know. And I know some of you have kind of got a little upset with me for making fun of Uncle Joe. But let's be honest about this. If somebody has an issue, let's just say that Joe does have, please, I'm not a doctor. Don't want you to think I'm beating on the guy. If someone does have an issue with, you know, being, maybe he is in early onset Alzheimer's. Maybe he is suffering from early dementia. Right? I want to know the truth here. Is it wrong? I mean, he's put himself out there. He's put himself in the limelight. He's put himself in a position of high stress. So if the man doesn't know sometimes what state he's in, what cities he's in, can we really believe that he'll make the right decisions as president? And he's put him, so do I not have the right? He's put it out there. You know, people make fun of President Trump's health situation. They call him obese, out of shape. Oh, my God, I can't believe he eats the way he does. Well, why can't we do the same with Joe Biden? Why is there a obvious, in-your-face double standard between Dems and Republicans? Why is it they can hold us to a different standard? It's just like this thing with Schumer and SCOTUS. It's funny how Schumer can come out and threaten, because you know that if Donald Trump used those words in any way, shape, manner, or form, they would talk about his influence on SCOTUS, his influence on a particular issue or what have you. But Schumer can come out, and it's okay. Now, Schumer's saying that we're making a big deal out of this, Republicans are, that we knew exactly what he meant. Well, no, actually, I didn't. I mean, I believe I knew exactly what you meant, because it was English. It was the English language. It was laid out in a way that you love to do it. But now you're going to tell me that's all different? That you get to decide and say and talk about what it, just like, go all the way back to Oblamo when he told the Russian president that he'll have more flexibility after the election. What does that mean? It was never expounded on. And then when President Trump says to the Ukrainian president, I want you to help us out, apparently that meant him and his, you know, campaign. So they get to dictate, they get to tell us, they get to lay out what the dictionary actually means, and we don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And I know that there are people on the left listening to the show. I know because I see what they come up with. I see what they send me. I see what they give other people on me. And they love, and I'm seeing firsthand how they love to twist stories and twist things. But it's okay. It's good. Good for the show. A female inmate now claims that she was raped by a transgender inmate who was placed in the Illinois women prison. Now, I don't know what they do to check this. I don't know what they do to make sure that the woman or the transgender or whoever who decides they are now a female, how do they go about making sure it's real? See, if a transgender inmate says, I am a female, I'm living my life as a female or what have you, hasn't had the operation, still has the male apparatus, should they just be allowed to go to the female prison? Shouldn't they be at least afforded the operation first? Maybe it should be, you know, if you want to live in a women's prison, if you truly are transgender, then heck yeah, we'll pay for the operation before you go to the women's prison. Female inmate at the Logan Correctional Facility in Illinois, it's the largest women's prison, has claimed in a lawsuit that she was raped by a transgender inmate, a biological male, transferred from a man's prison. Now, the woman whose name is not revealed in the lawsuit also alleges that the Illinois Department of Correction officials covered up the rape, punished her for reporting it, and they're saying that the rape was false. The transfer of the transgender inmate from male to female prisons have been contentious within the Correctional Institute. In an attempt to justify the transfers, defendants Sexton, Calhoun, Keller, and currently another unknown prison guard employee covered up the assaults to falsely classify it as consensual. But that's not what they're hearing from other inmates. So I'm your host, Dr. Gerard Lomero. Gerard Lomero joins us right after the break. Be back in a second. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Just be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. You know, seriously, people, if you don't get engaged, if you don't get informed, and then you try to respond, or you try to get involved, you try to get engaged, You screw it up for the rest of us, because we spend most of our time, you know, fixing the mistakes that you make. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You got to pick up his great new book, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy. And Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, as he does, from week to week. I love having this guy on, because I don't know anybody as smart as him. Doctor, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Have a wonderful show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And, you know, the book, Real World Socialism, couldn't be put out at a better time now, could it?
No, but you know what? I saw a year ago when I decided to write this book, I saw the number one issue this year was going to be real-world socialism, so I decided to write a book about it because I thought most people didn't really know how bad socialism is and how important this decision is going to be, who they pick for president, who they pick for certain other jobs, too, that are socialist, clear-cut socialists. And so I wrote the book, and guess what? That prediction was right. Socialism is the number one issue this year.
Well, now, come on. Don't put socialism down. I don't know what your problem is. You know, socialism is merely wanting to take care of the elderly and make sure they have hospitalization and enough to eat and make sure kids get educated properly, right?
No. Now, socialism is promising everything to everybody and delivering nothing to anybody.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yep.
They promise, you know, free education, free medical. You know, they want to pay everybody's medical bill that has a medical debt, pay everybody's student debts, give free lunches, free breakfast, free dinners, even give people free income, even if they choose not to work, because people shouldn't be forced to work. They should just get a free income, because the government should give money away for everything.
Well,
the only problem is, where do you borrow the money from? Because we're not going to earn it that much with socialism. Socialist countries don't earn anything. They all go bankrupt.
Well, do you remember when Nancy Pelosi said a job shouldn't get in the way of you wanting to be an artist or, you know, anything along those lines? Right? And I'm thinking to myself, my God, when you have hundreds of millions of dollars, no, job shouldn't get in the way if you want to be and enjoy the things that you want to do. Our education system has failed our young ones tremendously if they truly believe that socialism is nothing more than, you know, taking care of the elderly and making sure education works for everybody. Really
everybody
bad.
Believes that, though. I mean, capitalists, people who believe in freedom, they believe in taking care of the poor. In fact, if you look at the studies that have been done, a lot of studies have been done between people who are on the left and people who are conservative, you'll find that the most generous people are conservatives. The people who believe in the government think the government should be generous, and they don't hand out their money as generously as most conservatives do. So, I've read that. The true generous people.
Yeah, I've read that over and over again. I got to tell you,
yeah.
When you look at the what people contributed and what have you, the Democrats or liberals, hardcore liberals, are more inclined to want to give money to charities that belong to me than their own. So it's very exciting to see that.
Yeah,
just amazing.
Socialism is a philosophy that has consistently failed. I went back hundreds of years, try to find every example I could find, try to tear them apart, understand them in detail, and they always fail in both theory and practice. They've never succeeded, and many of them have turned into totalitarian regimes that use torture and use murder on their citizens to enforce their ideology.
Yeah, it is, and people need to pay attention truly to what's going on. People need to really understand. And socialism is almost like a jump-off drug, like marijuana is the other thing. So that'll irritate some people, I'm sure. But, you know, you start off with socialism, and you're not that far away from communism, are you?
Well, Karl Marx, who's really the one who got socialism off the ground back in 1848 with the Communist Manifesto, he wrote that with Friedrich Engels, they thought socialism equals communism. They used the two words interchangeably throughout their careers. When they were pushing socialism, they pushed communism. They also pushed full revolution. That's what we keep hearing from Bernie Sanders. He wants a revolution. We have a wonderful country. Why would anyone want to overturn this system and replace it with socialism, which has always failed? It's a stupid idea to pursue something that has always failed. Why would anyone want to follow Bernie Sanders?
Oh, no, and again, when he talks revolution, he tried to say like Trump's revolution. That's nothing like Trump's. Trump wants to give power back to the people. Trump wants the people to have a say in what goes on in their lives, everyday life. That's not Bernie's idea of really giving power back to the people or equality for everybody. Not even close on the same planet.
Yeah, that's right. AOC, you know, his sidekick who likes him a lot, she's talking about raising income taxes at least 70% on people. 70% is a lot of your money taken out. I mean, if somebody makes, you know, $50,000, 70% of that's $35,000 they lose out of 50. That's the deduction. And some of them are saying 70% won't quite be enough. They'll have to take 80 or 90%. When people take that much money, you might as well stay home and not work because you don't get to keep hardly anything. And that's why incentive goes down the drain, because people don't have incentive to work. They don't have the incentive to innovate. They don't have the incentive to do things better. We have improvements because socialism is not here. We have just the opposite. We have the freedom to innovate, to come up with new ideas, new products. Do you think we'd have a smartphone if socialism ran this country?
No. People don't realize that. No, you wouldn't. Listen, I love that, you know, Nancy Pelosi just came out and she said that she is kind of upset now. The fact that there's now no woman in the general election race. Now, this is the party that consistently talks about, you know, they have diversity and they're an open party. Everybody's welcome. They got mad when the black candidates started to drop out. They got mad when the black women candidates didn't get enough votes. They're blaming their people. I mean, these people, forgive me for putting it this way, but these people really are deranged. I mean, they just put up bad candidates. Didn't matter whether they black, white, female, male, whatever. They just have bad candidates. And the two they're going to end up with are going to be just Joe Biden and Bernie. Is there really a choice there?
Well, one person on Fox last night, I heard them say, it's the choice between socialism and senility.
God. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host, Dr. Gerard Lomero, joins us. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coronavirus emergency spending bill is heading to President Trump's desk after final passage by the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 96, the nays are 1. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the one no vote. He was hoping to use foreign aid accounts to offset the billions in coronavirus spending. Trump administration officials are telling Congress that early efforts to suspend travel out of China help slow the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. Speaking before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Acting DHS Secretary Ken Cuccinelli made it clear that no such action can fully stop the spread of the virus.
All of these steps reduce and delay. They do not stop. We've never suggested we were capable of doing that, and viruses don't care about boundaries.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kiss.
There's one person that shouldn't be talking about fog. You know, Nancy Pelosi. Get my drift? Joe Mussini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And that's the only way you become part of the solution is you get informed. You don't simply spew party line, but you actually get informed, you get engaged, and you find out what the facts are behind some of the things that you're saying, believing, and wanting to believe. And one of the guys that I love having on the show with me on a regular basis, because he's got it together, he knows, he has a clue. That's why I have him on the show. His new book, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy. No kidding, right? Anyway, Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Being on your show. It's great to talk with you.
Hey, you know what? One thing that Bloomberg did do is he actually let a lot of people know who had no clue that there was actually an American Samoa, right? I mean, wasn't that great good of him?
Now we all are experts on Samoa because he carried Samoa. And by the way, I looked up the gross domestic product, and in 2016, which is the latest data I could find, their gross domestic product was $654 million. So Michael Bloomberg, instead of spending all that money on ads, he could have bought the entire island.
God bless. I don't know where these people are going with all this. This is just great. So again, I like, you and I kind of talked during the break, but Pelosi, this group of people that really believe that it's not the best person for the job. They're looking for, an African-American female or whatever. I mean, she's more upset that there's no females running than she has a socialist slash communist and someone who obviously is having some medical issues. And, I said the first segment, you were not in the first segment, but I said, look, isn't it interesting that the left can beat up on Donald Trump for being overweight? They said, he's one of our first obese presidents. Apparently, they haven't gone back in history. A little bit. They didn't see pictures of Teddy Roosevelt. But they're telling us this is our first obese president, and yet you say anything about Joe Biden's medical condition, and they lose their minds over this,
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, he said an awful lot of things recently that make me wonder. I heard several sentences when he was in South Carolina that were, to me, slurred. And when I hear someone slurring things, I think of stroke when they're older, and I don't want to wish that on him or anyone else. But I also don't want to see someone run for president if it's going to hurt their health or hurt the nation if they get elected. And I think they should all probably have a checkup before they run just to make sure they're in tip-top condition.
You know, a lot of them won't let that go either. I don't think anybody around him really cares about him or really cares about what's going on with him health-wise or otherwise. You know what I'm saying? I think they want the seat, and that's it.
I was going to say, let me make the point that I've made on a number of other shows. I've been on quite a few shows this week, as you can guess, at Super Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And I said to a number of folks that I believe that Biden, there's a high probability that he is strictly a placeholder. The establishment Democrats, the people who've been really running Washington, D.C., Democratic Party, could not fathom Bernie Sanders pushing them out of their positions of power. They did not want an outsider. He's not even a Democrat. He's an independent, a socialist, essentially a communist. He certainly supports communists. We have that on record in that. And they couldn't let him get the nomination because they thought it would sink the party further. And, of course, the party is going to sink either way, believe it or not, for reasons, you know, we can go into. But basically, I think they needed to stop him, and they orchestrated Super Tuesday to roadblock him. Basically, he would have picked up, for example, even more states very easily if they had been able to talk Elizabeth Warren into pulling out. He would have picked up, Bernie Sanders would have picked up four more states. He would have picked up Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Texas. But splitting that the socialist vote, the hardcore leftist, off the deep end socialists, most of them are socialists, some are more so, some are more radical, some are more revolutionary. And that situation. So basically, I see him as a placeholder until they can put someone else in place. And Pelosi's comments about women, that may be foreshadowing the fact that they're thinking of running Michelle Obama, which I think they've been thinking of running for quite some time.
You're going to start an earthquake here. I mean, seriously.
Well, I believe that's the case, that he is probably a placeholder, and the question is, who are they going to replace him with? And there are some names that jump right to the top. Michelle Obama is going to be campaigning in Michigan. That's a battleground state. And if Biden wins that, that'll make it much more difficult, 125 delegates, for Bernie Sanders to get the nomination. It'll help complete the prevention of Bernie Sanders, and she's going there to help. And supposedly she's not running, but that's a supposedly. People deny running all the time up until they want to run. And she could want to run next July.
Is there?
So we'll see.
Okay, but is there any candidate they have that could beat Trump?
No. Including Michelle.
Even Michelle Obama?
No, but she'd be their strongest.
Right.
And let me tell you why, okay? Donald Trump got 8% of the black vote in 2016. That's more than a lot of people. And a lot of blacks stayed home because they couldn't fathom voting for Hillary Clinton. Well, I'll tell you what. Black people don't like socialism. And Bernie Sanders for sure will drive a lot of them home if he gets the nomination. But the only reason that Biden is beating Sanders is because of the black vote. The split with the black vote is much more toward Biden than toward Sanders. And yet, Trump got 8%. Right now, the polls are showing that he may get 34% in November. My forecast model says Trump will get 42% of the black vote. Michelle Obama is their only chance, if they run her, of holding less than 42% to Trump. You know, to hold it down lower, maybe to 30%. But I'll tell you, without the black support, the Democratic Party is in really deep trouble in terms of the election in November.
But they got all the illegals, Dr. Lamero. They won't have to worry about the black vote, right?
Well, some people seem to think they're working on that. I am not as good at forecasting how many people are illegal. I try in my models to include it, but there's more and more data that makes me suspicious. I'm going to have to revisit that part of the model, because if the corrupt part of the elections is more extensive than I think, I've got to figure that in and update the model, because there's a lot of evidence coming out that makes me concerned.
Well, it's happening here in California, where, you know, just in a recent election.
That's what I'm thinking about, absolutely,
yeah.
California.
Well, in a recent election, being involved with the Republican Party as I am, I get a lot of information as to what's happening out there. People are showing up at the polls. They're being told they already voted, or they show up at the polls and they've been re-registered as an absentee, so now they have to vote provisionally. There are a lot of weird things going on. You can call them what you want, but they're not the norm, and they shouldn't be happening, and it shouldn't be this hard to vote, seriously. And you're seeing it more and more. And a lot of the voter laws here in California especially, they found hundreds of thousands of people that were registered to vote that had no business voting, that are not here legally.
Right. So, and, you know, you see people like, I'll take Colorado as an example.
Yeah.
Recent election, the Republican Secretary of State was replaced by a Democrat. One of the first things the Democrat Secretary of State did was eliminate the voter cross-checking of databases from other states. And that's the way they find out if somebody's registered in multiple states. You know, maybe they lived in California for 10 years and they just moved to Colorado, but they failed to eliminate their registration in California. And checking those databases against other databases, you come up with lots of people that are registered in multiple states. We can't allow people to vote multiple times. And I'll tell you something else. One of the symptoms of socialism, one of the ways you know a country is turning socialist, is if there's a lot of corruption. Because in socialism, the only way you get anything done is corruption, bribery, things like that. And the rule of law goes out the window. And that's what simply the left is doing now. You know, it's like sanctuary cities. We don't obey those laws. They pick and choose which laws they want to obey. That's absurd.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk about the coronavirus when we come back. How bad is it really? How about some real numbers? Let's find out if it's the epidemic they're all screaming about. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GOOD-JOE, 855-732-5516. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. And just, you know what? Get informed, get engaged. It's the only way that you're going to be able to fight back. You keep spewing these Twitter lines, these little bits of information you get from Twitter. All you're going to do is see, they're going to nail you, they're going to laugh at you. You need to make sure that you have the real information. So Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. You got to pick up, among his many great books, his recent one, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy. No kidding, boy, did he hit that on the head. Dr. Gerard, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Always appreciate your time. Okay, I'm going to leave the mic hot during the break, so we have some of our best conversations then. But I want to get back to the coronavirus, and I said to you, not to take away from anybody who's lost a loved one or worried about a loved one over this, but the reality here is the average flu is worse for you than what's going on here. I mean, the numbers that I looked up during the break, during 2018, we had 150 to 180,000 people hospitalized because of the flu, the regular flu. The news sources are screaming that this should be classified now as a pandemic. What do you say?
Well, you know, I think you need to go slow on what you call a pandemic, because there aren't that many of them in the history of the world. And let's face it, the death toll is minor in terms of other things like traffic accidents and even bicycle rides to school, kids who die riding their bicycles to school. And that, again, is not to in any way take away from the people who've lost relatives. We're sorry that anyone died from a bug or flu and that. But on the other hand, and the numbers you just quoted are true, and if you look even closer to the current time frame, like 2019, 2020, it's gone up to about almost 600,000 hospitalizations.
Wow.
And up to about 46,000 deaths in the last 12 months. That's pretty large, and we don't have anything close to that now. We have about a dozen people who died, unfortunately, and of course they're trying to prevent it from happening, but it may be going a little bit overboard too until we see, for example, if it is really going to spread that wildly and if the results are going to be that bad. We know that a lot of young people seem to recover with almost no symptoms. The people who die up in the Washington state area, most of them were associated with one particular nursing home that apparently had, you know, been exposed to the coronavirus. And apparently seniors are more susceptible to the symptoms and maybe are more at risk. And we're learning about that. And yet, I don't think you panic the whole country. There's something about the news and the fact that we have these rapid news cycles that fixate on a particular topic, whatever the topic is. And once somebody mentions it, it's like they go into nuts mode. You know, it's like it's a crisis. It's a crisis. Everything is a crisis. And by the way, in my study of socialism, and I have studied it, and I've got so much material on socialism. It's amazing. One of the things that they do normally to control the population of a target country they're going after is to create crises. And isn't it that what we see here all the time? Everything's
no,
a crisis.
Come on. No, that's not happening here. They're telling us the truth. The news sources don't lie. Don't you know that? Just ask the people at CNN.
Well, what do you do with all those stories that turned out fake? So what do you call them?
No, it's so, but again, we go back to what I said to you during the break, which was if you want to try to make President Trump look bad, I mean, they're coming back and saying, why did he take so long to move on this? Why did he say, you know, we have it all in control when he didn't, which is not what he said at all. But, you know, and
well, you
everything
know
we said, he's been able to turn around and refute. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, don't forget, they were impeaching him when this first came up, and he took action during the impeachment right away. Before there's one death in America, he was already banning flights that were going to come from suspected areas. And he took action immediately. The Senate didn't do anything because an impeachment forces them to sit on their hands and listen to the trial. And, of course, Pelosi made it worse on the senators because she held them off a month. It could have been finished in time for the coronavirus.
Right.
And another thing that people don't realize, when the swine flu was a crisis of the moment back many years ago with Obama, he didn't take any action, I believe, to fund research in that until I believe there were 1,000 deaths from swine flu. We're not even close to 1,000 deaths from corona,
Trump
took action immediately.
Oh, you can't be right there because Obama cared about everybody. I'm sure he signed it.
He cared,
sleep.
But it didn't mean he did anything.
Oh.
I'm sure he cared.
I'm
right?
sure
he
contemplated it for many, many, many months before he decided to do something about it. My God. It just works out. You really think about the hypocrisy, and they won't respond. When I throw these facts out, when I'm sitting with my Democrat friends, and I throw these facts out, they won't respond to them. You know, they,
you know why?
They can't.
Would you like to know why? Well, obviously they can't.
Right.
No, because they believe in socialism as a religion. They have faith in it without any proof. I mean, that's what religion is. You know, you have faith in God, normally. You have faith in God as part of a religion, and you don't have proof that there's a God. We don't have, like, proof where we can, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't show up at the dinner table
God,
and help serve the meal. Yeah, no, I know.
They take their tenets, their beliefs on faith, that they are right. They are arrogantly, condescendingly right on every topic. And if you don't agree with them, you're wrong. And you're misogynist, homophobic, everything phobic that you can think of. That's how they think.
But Dr. Lomero, when you think about these people, look at, just take socialism, for instance. Every place that they see it, every place they see where it didn't work, they always say because it wasn't implemented properly. You know, socialism is, they just won't look at the truth and the reality. They skirt over it. I mean, this has got to be a sickness. I'm sorry, but it can't be just ignorance. Personal opinion.
Well, I'll tell you, that's what I've researched socialism big time. I mean, I have got so many examples. I've even thought of writing a follow-up book called More Real World Socialism, give even more examples of how it's failed. There's so many attempts at socialism. There are variations. They might do one thing a little different than another. They may torture more people than another one, or they may not use torture, but they shun people and you know, fire them from jobs. There's different approaches. It depends on how totalitarian, how statist they are. But you know what? They all have certain things in common. My book talks about what they all have in common that I researched. And one of the things is it's a quasi-religion for most people. And you know what else? The roots of socialism are in atheism. Yep. Karl Marx, his grandfather was a famous rabbi, and he rejected the Jewish faith. And so many of the other, this is one of the things that really surprised me researching for this book. And by the way, there's about, I think, 250 endnotes. So this is a well-researched book. One of the things that shocked me was that so many of the leaders are atheists. I mean, outright atheist, anti-Jewish, anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-marriage, anti-life, anti-property. They're a whole bunch of antis. And by the way, Bernie Sanders, people don't mention it, but he's an atheist. I think that's an open, you know, avowed atheist.
He fits
so many others just that.
Yeah, I was just reading something. Somebody asked him point blank, "Do you believe in God?" And he says, "Well, I don't believe in a traditional God, a traditional religion or organized religion where, you know, we're all part of the same world, the same universe. We're all," and he danced totally around the issue after alluding to the fact that he does believe in God, but just not the regular way. And when he got done speaking, anybody with two brain cells to rub together would have come up with the fact he doesn't believe in God, period.
But, well, I've read he's an atheist, and I think it's pretty clear he is.
Now, real quick, you only got about a minute and a half. He keeps bringing up Finland, Denmark, and Sweden. Those are not pure socialist countries, are they?
Well, they're not socialist countries at all. They are free market economies. The only reason they've been able to fund the level of social welfare programs, they're a welfare state in some cases, is that they have a capitalist system that's rich enough to fund, a certain amount of taxes that funds a certain amount of social type programs. You know, they can do a certain amount of social programs, but they're not a socialist country. If they were, they'd be like Venezuela, Cuba, North Korea. Those are countries where people starve. It's what the book title says: spiritual, moral, and economic bankruptcy, sold by using false hopes and deceit.
Well,
they
you're
use
right.
Hopes, false hopes and deceit.
Yep.
And that's how they get around. But the Scandinavian countries are nothing more than capitalist countries. Even, who is it, the president of Denmark called out Bernie and said, this is a market economy. they're telling him it's not. Yeah. It is.
Knock it off, Bernie. You're lying. Anyway, Dr. Lomero, always fun to have you with you. People, go out to greatnewsforamerica.com. Greatnewsforamerica.com. You can pick his books up. You got to buy his books, right? Pick up his books and read some of the comments that he puts up there. Dr. Lomero, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Always enjoy it.
Thank you. Next hour, we're gonna do a little bit more of a CPAC recap. A lot of great interviews I did there. A lot more coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.